This is a recording of the Callide Valley Presbyterian Church worship service for Sunday, the 22nd of March, 2020. We're going to start by praying, and we're going to read the Bible. There's a few announcements as well in this first section of our recording. Let's begin with prayer. Dear Lord, our Father in heaven, we want to thank you that today we can worship you. Whether we're at home or whether we're out and about, we pray that we might stop, take the opportunity to stop and contemplate your word and what it means for us as Christians here living in the Callide Valley. We pray that your hand would be upon us now as we open your word, as we find out what it says in these pages about Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for him. We thank you that he died on the cross for our sins. We thank you for sending your son to die in our place so that we might be forgiven and counted as your righteous people. Again, Lord, we thank you for Jesus, and we thank you in his mighty name. Amen. Well, welcome to all those who are listening today. Look, we've got a number of announcements to kick off with. First one, a key one here, is that our services, our regular gatherings have been suspended until further notice. But that doesn't mean we cease to exist as the church. It just means that we'll be doing things slightly differently for the foreseeable future. We're going to be having daily devotional emails coming out to you each morning, and we want to encourage you to take the opportunity to read them. Be encouraged in your faith in Jesus, even in such circumstances as these. If you need to contact me, you can contact me on 0439 510 500. That's Andrew Purcell. But we'll also have things available on our website at www.cvpc.org.au. These messages are going to be recorded today and loaded up onto the website. But, of course, we could also be contacting each other by phone, email, over Facebook, various other means. And we're going to be encouraging one another to do exactly that as we continue to serve Jesus. We'll be taking up a collection, but we're going to be encouraging people to do that via direct giving, or perhaps showing up in person at the bank and banking it directly into our church account. We are now going to turn to our Bible reading for this morning, and that comes from Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 11. I'm going to read that for you now. Starting from Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Verse 5. Aliens will shepherd your flocks. Foreigners will work your fields and vineyards. And you will be called priests of the Lord. You will be named ministers of our God. You will feed on the wealth of nations, and in their riches you will boast. Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion, and instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance. And so they will inherit a double portion in their land, and everlasting joy will be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and iniquity. In my faithfulness, I will reward them and make them an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people the Lord has blessed. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels, for as the soil makes the young plant come up and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. Amen. All right, well, we are now going to go to a time of pastoral prayer. We're going to be praying for those who are travelling. We're going to be praying for healthcare workers and our overall healthcare system, our government at this time. And we're going to be praying that we're going to be able to understand this Bible reading from Isaiah today. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come before you now with heavy hearts about the fact that we're unable to meet together in person today and for the foreseeable future. But Lord, we pray that you would continue to encourage us as we gather around your word, whether it be in our own homes or wherever we have travelled to over the weekend. Lord, we pray that your hand would be upon us. We particularly pray for our leaders today across our nation, for those who are in positions of leadership, whether it be in our government, our hospital systems, our healthcare network, various other leadership positions around the country who are feeling the brunt of this coronavirus epidemic. Lord, we pray that you would bless our leaders with wisdom, with understanding, and with compassion for the people whom they have in their care. Again, Lord, we want to pray that you would strengthen them today, and we ask that you would help us to also not only respect our leaders, but do all that we can in our own lives to look after them and encourage them at this time. We pray that your hand would be upon all of our congregation. Help us to be wise about the things that we decide to do and not to do while the coronavirus is out and about in our community, our society, and our nation. Lord, we also want to pray for those of our church family who are not well today. We also think of those who are mourning the loss of loved ones. Particularly remember today Diane Giel as she mourns the loss of her sister down there in Foster Tuncurry. Lord, we pray that you would be with her and all of her family today. We also, Lord, pray for our giving today. Lord, many of us have direct giving set up already. And Lord, we thank you for the money that will continue to come in as we seek to worship and honour you in our own homes. Lord, we also pray that your hand would be upon those of our community who do not yet know you as their Lord and Saviour. We pray that there would be opportunities for us to share the good news about Jesus. And we ask that there would be opportunities even this week in times of difficult situations. And Lord, we pray that as our schools remain open, that you would keep our teachers and students safe and help them to make wise decisions as well as the government continues to release more information about the virus and the precautions that we will need to take. Lastly, Lord, we pray that your hand would be upon us now as we turn to your word here in Isaiah 61. Lord, bless us, we pray, as we seek to understand what you are saying to us today. We pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Save that one.